This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 137, Superman Returns from 2006. We're continuing our DC film series watch through. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I already know you watched this movie, so how long has it been since you've seen Superman Returns?
All right, I saw this in the theater. I told the story. I saw this as a back-to-back double feature with Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, and snuck into this one. No, I snuck into Pirates. Very nervous. So I saw this in the theater, and then I actually never watched it again. This is my first time since 2006. But I remember it, or I thought I remembered it when I was watching it. So
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the last time I seen it was in the theater with my wife. Like, I mean, we weren't even married, so we were just going out. So, that's the last time. And the Blu-ray, I know the Blu-ray came out, but I never put the movie on.
Me neither.
So, yeah, I just
never
saw
had
the first.
Urge to.
Yeah, same here. So we dusted off those discs. And now we put them back into the player. Let's see how they stack up after all these years. Does it still hold up? Does Brandon Roth deserve another sequel, Donning the Cape? Or he stunk so bad, we really don't care. And on we go to the next movie. But if you guys are watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Hit those like buttons if you enjoyed this video. If you're listening to us on the go, just rate the podcast. Hit those subscribe buttons if you're new to the channel with the Action Movie Guys on the search bar. And you guys are good to go. You guys know how we do it here. We're going to give you guys the box office numbers, some Rotten Tomatoes scores, right into our actual movie review of Superman Returns. So with that said, let's go into some box office numbers. Superman Returns from 2006. Oh, baby. Domestic, $200 million. Whoa. International, $191 million. For a worldwide total of $391 on a budget of $270. Yeah.
Big budget.
Big budget.
Well, you know, I mean, still impressive. I'm surprised it made that much, judging by the fact that the last time people saw Superman in theaters, it was Superman 4 and Superman 3. You know, like they were pretty
20 years
bad.
Ago.
Yeah. It'd been a long time and the last ones were bad. So I'm surprised this many turned out for a Superman movie in 06. I didn't think it was going to be that high. But it also had a high budget, so I don't think it was very profitable for the studio. Clearly, they didn't make another version of this Superman. So
we'll find out why. We're going to give our theories and thoughts on why do we think that happened. But with that said, those were the box office numbers. Let's tackle some Rotten Tomatoes scores.
This thing got the best reviews since Superman 2. This has a 74% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 61% audience score. So both of those are the highest since the second movie. So, I mean, critically, it did well. It made money. But yeah, let's review it because something's fishy about this movie. That's all I'll say. Something's fishy.
Something's very fishy. But with that said, you guys know how we do it here. We're going to throw out those scores. We're going to throw out those box office numbers. Now it's time to give you guys our actual reviews on this film. So with that said, lead character, Clark Kent / Superman, donning the cape for the first time, Brandon Roth. Nate.
You know what's funny? So I really had no point of reference when I went to see this in the theater in 2006.
Okay.
Now, having watched the other four, I could totally see what Bryan Singer was going for in this movie. This is literally, if not an homage, it's almost like a continuation of those other Superman movies. And I never saw them. You know what I mean? Like, I had seen the original one when I was a kid. I don't remember. There's no way I was going to remember it. Even like the opening credits are the same, like the old Superman movies. So I was like, wait a second, is this? So now watching it with that in my mind, I thought Brandon Roth was pretty good. To be honest, is he Christopher Reeve? No, he's not. Is he like a huge step down? No, I don't think so. I thought he was okay. You know what's funny? His Clark Kent, he sounded a lot like Christopher Reeve, the way he talked. He sounded a lot like him. His Superman was less cool to me than Christopher Reeve's Superman, if I'm being honest. But his Clark was good. The problem is it's almost like an impression of Christopher Reeve. I wish he made it his own a little bit more. But at the same time, I see what they were going for. I thought he was fine. He's just the weird thing. And why I said this is fishy about this movie is for it to have done so well critically and made money, it's just nothing he does is very memorable. You know what I mean? Like, he was fine. I don't have a problem with him, but I don't think he was outstanding. I didn't love his Superman as much as Christopher Reeve had a little more swag. His Superman had a little more swag. Brandon Roth was missing it. And I hate the way his suit looks. It does not red. It's like brown. It's like a such a dark red that it looks brown. I gave him a 3. I thought he was fine. I thought he was going to suck, to be honest, because the fact that they never used him again, I was like, maybe my memory is like wrong or something, and maybe he was terrible. I don't think he was terrible, but I thought he was just average. So I gave him a 3.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Brandon Roth, I really liked him as Superman. And again, this is like the third time you're watching this, or the second time. Yeah. Like, I don't remember it much, because you're right. He is not memorable. Mm-hmm. But after watching this movie, I was like, you know, I see something here. There's a diamond in the rough with this Superman. You're right. Was he mimicking Christopher Reeves? Yeah. It's not his choice. It was the directors and the writers. That's their choice. I never understood why, you know, people pick on the actors. That's not them. They're just told what to do. So I could understand where you're coming from, because I saw that too. I was like, man, if he just could have just harnessed a little bit, if you want to mix it, just mix it both. And I would have been okay. But I liked it. It was all right. All right. It was pretty cool. Then the Superman. I was a little mixed, because I was like, there was a certain point, and I think it's because of the script, is the way they wrote him. Because remember, this movie takes place 5 years after whatever happened. And I don't know if this takes place from the Christopher Reeves era, or this is a soft reboot of the Christopher Reeves era.
It has to be. Because they have like flat screen TVs, and it's been 5 years since he left Lois.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like those movies happened, but the time doesn't really make sense. Like a soft reboot.
Yeah, it's like a soft, different universe, of this movie. And to me, the Superman was a little hit or miss with me. There are certain scenes that I was like, holy moly, this is awesome. And I'm not going to lie to you, dude. When I was watching this with my wife, I said, yo, this scene was awesome. Like, I was like, I didn't remember this, but I was like, this was good. But then there were some scenes that I was just like, oh, man, they should have just worked on it a little bit more. But overall, I agree with you. The suit is garbage. I don't like the suit. I don't even like it. They should have just wore the traditional. I mean, if you're going to wear it and you want to make it modernized, could have just took the original suit and just put whatever he had on it. Just make it bright red instead of
the
that.
The cape looked like it was made out of leather.
Yeah, it didn't work with me on that. Was he wearing contacts for blue eyes?
Yes. Brandon Routh has brown eyes.
Okay, so I wasn't going
trying
crazy.
To make him look like Christopher Reeve.
Okay. All right. So I wasn't going crazy, because I was like, wait a minute. Is my eyes going crazy? Okay. So he was wearing contacts. Okay. All right. So it doesn't bother me as much, but I kind of liked, I gave him a 4. I enjoyed him for what it was. I thought he was fun. Lois.
Fair.
Did not like Lois at all. It falls under the lead character, because I didn't know where to put her in the
categories. She's bland compared to Margot Kidder.
I did not like her. Jimmy Olsen was cool. I liked him, because he fit that era of they were shooting. So he was fun. I like Perry White.
Frank Langella is a great actor. He was good. Yeah. I liked him.
He was good. And then
James Marsden. He was fine too. As like the husband. Yeah, he's one of those actors, like, I never hate him.
Yeah,
like, I always just like him. He's like, he's there, and he's fine.
Yeah, I would like to talk about him towards the storyline. But with that said, I gave him a 4, you gave it a 3. Main villain, Lex Luthor.
All right, now, listen, I know Kevin Spacey plays him. I know Kevin Spacey's canceled. Everyone hates Kevin Spacey now. Mm-hmm. We're just grading the work here, not the man. Kind of liked him in this movie. I'll be honest. I always liked Kevin Spacey as an actor. And again, similar to Brandon Routh, there's a moment when he's on the boat talking and he sounds just like Gene Hackman. Just like him. And it's the way he talks, you know, like the cadence. But again, I think that was the goal. I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That being said, I thought he delivered. I thought he was really good. I mean, if you're going to get a really good actor to do an impression of another really good actor, Kevin Spacey's a good choice, especially back then. I liked him. I liked him a lot. I thought this was a better interpretation of Lex Luthor than most of the ones from the old movies, to be honest. He was a little more diabolical. That's what I liked. The reason he's not going to get a 5. Oh, by the way, I give him a 4. I give him a 4. I thought he was really good. No 5, because he's still with the freaking land. Why is the only thing Lex Luthor ever wants to do is build land and then or break land off? And I get it for like money wise or whatever, but it's like they couldn't think. And that this goes to the writing again, to your point. But they couldn't think of something better to write than freaking land. Anyway, I thought he was more of a mad genius in this than in the other ones. He seemed smarter. Gene Hackman seemed some goofy most of the time in the old one, in my opinion. I know we talked about it. he was always kind of goofball. Kevin Spacey, not as goofball as Gene Hackman. He's like just got enough of that of him, but also enough of different. He does what I wish Brandon Routh would have been able to do, if that makes any sense. So I give him a 4. I actually really liked him.
Yeah, I gave him a 4 too. I liked him. He was a very, very good Lex Luthor. Now, you're right. He does harness the Gene Hackman, but he does bring a little twist of his own acting in there. And it worked, especially the scene that, you know, he's like, oh, come on, let me hear it. And then she goes, Superman's going to, you know, stop you or whatever. And he goes, wrong. And I was like, this is awesome. That was pretty cool. There's a lot of campy, corny dialogue that he says, which I'm okay with it because I like the Gene Hackman version too. It is what it is. So I was okay with the Lex Luthor version that they wanted to portray here. I had no problems with it. Kevin Spacey was really good. Very solid as a villain. At that time, I would have went with Bryan Cranston if it was me during that time. But they went with Kevin Spacey. But then again, Breaking Bad was breaking out. That was funny. Kind of anyway.
Breaking Bad was breaking in.
Yeah, it was breaking in. And I think it would have been super hard and people would have been comparing him to Walter White with the bald head. So,
and Spacey's a bigger name at that, especially at that time.
So it would have worked. Now, if you would put Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor, people, totally, I mean, you still could play him too. I mean, I can't see why not. But yeah, I gave him a 4. You gave it a 4. Action scenes.
So this has better action than the last movies. Probably better action than all the other ones, but it's still not that good of action. I don't know why they couldn't have Superman. I love the plane scene. I liked it with the rocket. That was cool. That was a good rescue. You know what I mean? Like, it was good. The CGI, even most of the effects still hold up. There's one scene that I can't remember right now. I think it's at the end when he's flying. He looks super CGI. But for the most part, the effects hold up pretty well. Mm-hmm. That scene is really good. And, you know, I like the scene with the rooftop where the guy's the machine gun and he's shooting the gun and he's just like walking down the bullets. Like, that's cool. Like, that's Superman, right? That was awesome. That shows how strong he is. But then he fights no one. There's no one for him to fight. So he doesn't do any fight scenes. It's pretty much just scenes of Superman rescuing people. You know, he catches the car, the Parker Posey in the car. He blocks the guns. He saves everybody on the plane. And then at the end, the big finale is him picking up a rock and throwing it into space. For the fifth movie in a row, he's throwing something into space. Every time, this is what he does. He throws things into space. So it's like, okay, it's fine. I honestly can't give it higher than 3. There's also a lot of non-action in this movie. There's a lot of talking and love story, and we're going to get to the story, but I give it a 3. It looked good, I guess.
All right. In terms of action, the quality of action was really good. I'm not going to lie. I was really into it. That rooftop scene, I had to rewind it because I was like, wait a minute. This was one of... with the machine gun. Yeah. I had to rewind it because I was like, wow, it was very comic booky. And the way that they shot it was very animated series with the bullets like bouncing off, but you could see. I was like, okay, this is actually pretty cool. He looked great walking towards the thing. And I was like, all right, this is now I'm starting to see him as Superman. And then when he put the gun to his face and shot the eye, and I was like, oh, now that's badass. I was like, that's pretty cool. I haven't seen that in, actually, you've never seen it in none of the movies. The villains get that close to shoot him in the face. So that was cool. But that plane scene, bro.
Plane scene was awesome.
That's plane scene. I think I'm not going to, and I'm going to say it now. So far is the best sequence that I've seen so far. We're not getting into the new movies yet. We're going to wait to the new movies. But as of right now,
I agree 100%.
It's one of the best. And I was on the edge of my seat. I didn't already know what happened, but it looks so, so good. And it looks so well how the plane is rotating and you see him flying through and he's going up and down and curve. And I was like, damn, that looks actually really good for 06. We're putting it on new technology TVs and it still holds up. The graphics looks amazing during that whole sequence. And I love it when he pulls the door. He's like, are you okay? And everyone looks at Lois Lane. I was like, what the hell? That was a great scene. I agree that when he's getting his ass beat by Lex Luthor in the planet Kryptonite, whatever you want to call it, planet Kryptonite.
Kryptonite Island,
and he's getting the ass whooping. And I was like, oh, man. I always remember that scene because the kids were crying in the theater when Lex is beating his ass. And I started getting emotional myself. I was like, what's going on here, Superman? I sounded like Timmy.
Best part of that scene is when he lands on the rock and he lands like super hard. Oh, and the cracks all around him.
The G-force. I thought that scene was actually pretty cool. Him getting his ass beat. Because you could see, like, without his powers, he's just nothing. And
he's useless.
Yeah, he's useless. He's just nothing you can do. But, man, when he takes that shit off.
he goes out to the sun and drinks some sun rays.
Yeah, so it shows you, you know, that stuff. You're right. It's not much. The car sequence of driving through the street and everything to me was a little far-fetched because I think she would have hit a lot of people during that.
Everybody would have been dead.
Yeah, a lot of people would have been dead. But it was okay. I wasn't too thrilled with that scene. To me,
it was just to get that shot of him catching the car. Like
as the first comic book.
That's all it was for, I feel like.
Yeah, that and the Atlantis when he grabs the big Daily Planet thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cute. Oh, there was another scene, though, when he's flying and the glass shatters and he turns around and he shoots his hit vision and it turns into dust.
Like sand?
Yeah. I said, okay, that's pretty. I was like, that whole sequence.
Bryan Singer used his powers better than any of the old movies did, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly.
I agree with you on that. But it lacks a lot more action. And it's rough because with Superman, I'm kind of noticing the trend here. With Superman, it's like they didn't want to give you some type of other power dude to fight him. Or it's no adversary besides Lex Luthor to go up against this guy. But he has a lot of villains. Brainiac. I mean, there's other dudes.
Darkseid. Darkseid.
Oh, yeah, Darkseid. Yeah. You have so many other dudes that he goes against, but they keep choosing Lex Luthor for these movies. And General Zod.
General Zod, Doomsday.
Yeah.
They could have done any of those by 2006.
They could have.
Doomsday was in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, that comic arc was in the 90s. They could have done it, but...
Brainiac would have been really good. Imagine a good Brainiac.
They still haven't done him.
With the technology now, he should look really good. But anyway,
they're never going to do him. I'm convinced.
No, they're not. They did him in a TV show, but no. But yeah, look, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. Storyline.
So this is a movie of mixed, it's just such a mixed bag for me because I liked some of the storyline, to be honest with you. I like the whole Superman's been gone for X amount of years and then he comes back. I also think it's weird that he was gone for 5 years and so was Clark Kent and still no one realizes it's Superman, but whatever. But I like that, you know, he went to Krypton, he left, and then Lois now like hates him because she wrote that article about why they don't need him, even though, spoiler, well, this is always a spoiler. She has the kid with him, you know what I mean? He has a super kid and, you know, I like that they played with it at times. I like when her and James Marsden are sitting there and he's like, hey, how tall do you think Clark is? Yeah. Hey, what do you think about it? And he's like, and then he waves all goofy and they're like, nah, never mind. He's I like that. There's a lot of things I like. The problem is there's not almost as much stuff I don't like. You're right. Lois is... Kate Bosworth, she's an okay actress. Like I don't hate Kate Bosworth or anything, but she has none of the spunk that Margot Kidder had as Lois Lane. She's very bland in this role. And for it to have been this like great love type thing, I wasn't buying it from her, to be honest. And a good amount of the movie is spent on the love story between Clark and Lois. So if you're going to invest, you know, an hour worth of your runtime to this, it's got to be more chemistry. They had no chemistry. I didn't feel it. I felt it with Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder. I didn't feel it with these two, to be honest. So that hurts, you know, that when your central love story is like, she should just stay with James Marsden. He seems like a good guy. I don't, you know, I almost felt like bad for him. Like what? He didn't do nothing wrong. He's a good dad to not his son. You know what I mean? You're married now. I didn't love it. I wasn't crazy about it. The Lex Luthor stuff was cool, but again, it's just I need land. So a mixed bag. I didn't hate it though. I gave it a 3. It's too long too. It's way too long. Like this movie could have been 45 minutes shorter.
Yeah. So, oh man, I was so torn with this one because I did enjoy the movie. Like I'm not saying I did not. I think this was a really good start to Brandon Roth's Superman. Right.
Yeah.
But there's some stuff that did not land with me. Kevin Spacey's storyline in the beginning with the old lady. I was just like, I kind of understand, but who cares? Like, you could have just, but I guess they were just showing off at, like his diabolical, how he is.
She just got him out of jail by magic.
Yeah. I wasn't too crazy with him going back to the Fortress of Solitude with his whole gang and steals all his crystals. And I'm like, come on. Like,
and how did he know that those would do that? How did he really know? He just like knew.
Well, he knew because, how did he know? Because this movie doesn't take place before the other one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So, so how did he do? Yeah, that's still stupid. You have that.
Yeah.
Then you had the whole, let's chip a little bit off the crystal, then they put it in the basement, and it became a big ass. I was like, no way. I was like, whatever. A little speck became a big rock, and I was like, this is stupid. The Lois Lane stuff, I did not enjoy. I don't like Kate Bensworth. I think she's boring as an actress. She shows no emotion, and you could see it in this movie. Brandon Roth, I will say yes. I mean, there were scenes that I was like, I felt bad for him when he's Superman. I felt like, okay, he brought his emotion. I was like, okay, he was good. She just stinks. It didn't work for me. The son situation was a little bit weird. I wasn't too with that storyline because I'm like, okay, so it took 5 years. She spent one night with Superman. They had sex. And she has a
super
son.
Sperm. She got pregnant. And then the kid got asthma?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, it didn't work. And then they had the Superman dead storyline, but which it wasn't him dead. Martha Kent was outside, but she can't go see her son because then people would know Clark Kent is Superman. So it was just a little weird stuff here and there for me. It didn't work for me as much. So I gave it a 3 because I thought it was good enough for me to enjoy the movie. So I gave it a 3. All right, here we go. Overall.
Same. Okay, overall. It was fine. This is a fine movie. I actually liked it better than the last 3 Superman movies we watched. I thought Brandon Routh was good. I still think he might have gotten a raw deal. I don't know if it was the money situation that they didn't make another one. I think he should have got another crack at it, to be honest with you. And that's not to say anything about the next Superman that we're going to talk about next week, but I liked him. I thought he did not an amazing job. I think he could have. That's the point. Because I feel like Bryan Singer was too much making him imitate Christopher Reeve, that if they did what they did with Lex and be like a little bit, but not exactly the same, I think he did. He had the look, you know, even though his costume sucked, him as an actor, he had the look. So I liked him. Again, I wish there was better action in this movie. I wish it was a bit shorter. I wish Kate Bosworth was better so that the love story would be better. Like a lot of stuff could have been better. And then a lot of stuff was really good. So a mixed experience, but way better than Superman 4, way better than Superman 3. And for me, I liked it better than Superman 2. So even with all that said, I gave it a 3.5. I thought it was good. Like 7.5 movie, mostly because I like Lex Luthor. He bumped it up that extra half point because I was going to give it a 3. But actually, I think him, I like watching him. And I want to give Brandon Routh a little bit more credit. So 3.5.
You know, for me overall, I gave it a 4. I was very shocked. A 4 out of 5 because I thought they had something here. I think if they didn't do the whole children and him away from 5 years, I think that's what hurt the movie for me a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think they had something here. I was like, okay, this is actually pretty good. Brandon Routh, I do agree with you. He deserved a sequel. They should have gave him a sequel. I don't understand why they did not give him a sequel because he was really good as Superman and Clark.
Yeah.
Now, if it's due to wanting to be like Christopher Reeve, I know a lot of the audience did not like that. Like they was trying to do the Richard Donner remake. And again, this is the same issues with the Wonder Woman 84. They were trying to do that whole Richard Donner and they just went away from what the first movie was like with Wonder Woman. So it was weird. But turns to this movie, I think what could have helped it for me if at the end of the movie, Superman went up to James Marsden's character and said, "You were always his dad and I will always watch over him." Like he is the Jonathan Kent. Because if people find out that he's Superman's son, pretty much screw McDuck. But he's going to put trust on him and tells him something like, you know, "You are his dad. You raised him. I just came into the picture and I will always watch over all you guys." And if you ever,
that would have been good because Marsden got like, he just seemed like he got the shaft for the most part.
He did, but I think they needed an emotional where it's Superman and him talking straight out. Like, you know, I cannot be his father because if people find out it's over, like, you know, they're going to use that as a chip, but that could have worked. Again, I liked it. I thought Kevin Smith, I thought everything worked so well. I just wish it never went to that Richard Donner era. But it worked though. There was a lot of cool set pieces with that Richard Donner stuff. So I gave it a 4. I get a 4. Total points.
Yeah, I agree. I think they went from, you could do homage without just trying to make an exact same kind of movie, but whatever. 16.5 out of 25. I liked it. I thought it was good. It's better than I remember. Yeah, I think it's a solid Superman movie. Like, would I, if this gets like a 4K, I'll probably get it. I liked it. I thought it was good. I could rewatch it. I liked it better this time than at the theater because I have more of a frame of reference.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I gave this a 18 out of a 25. I'm definitely picking this up on 4K. I mean, because I think those scenes with the plane and the gun and the Atmos and the and the enhancements. The
Blu-ray sounds loud, so 4K would probably sound amazing.
Yeah, it would. I think it would look good too. Especially in the beginning when they show like that explosion. When they show Krypton and then goes sucks in and it blows out.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. But yeah, a lot of rehash though of the first Superman movie with the land and you know and all credits. This stuff.
Huh? It's the same opening credits.
Same opening credits.
Zooming blue thing.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the score. The score was used here perfectly.
Right. Perfectly. John Ottman did the music, but they used the John Williams theme. I think he did a better job than anyone else in the last two movies where they didn't have John Williams doing it.
Yeah, they blended it. They blended perfectly. When they needed it, he was like, bah, 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 and he starts running through the crowd and it's like, bah, 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 and it gets mad loud. Yep. I was like, oh, hell yeah. And we saw Saving People. The music is coming back. And I love how they did a little bit of the blend with the when he's flying with her, but then it went back to the like the newer version of it. But I kind of like that they use a fused between the two. So I thought that worked very well. All right, Nate, what is coming up this week?
All right, so next week or next episode, I should say, episode, you're going to be getting another 70s film. This was voted on by you guys, of course, Steven Spielberg's Duel, starring a bunch of actors you don't know and a scary truck. Pretty good. We're going to find out if we thought it was good. Alex has never seen it. First time watch. Yep. And then next week, we are getting to the most modern Superman movies with Man of Steel starring Henry Cavill. So Brandon Routh had one shot and then they rebooted it. And so we're going to now take a look at his first outing as Superman and see, does it hold up? Is it a good? Is it bad? We'll find out.
Yeah. Again, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, just head over to youtube.com/levelsofgeeks where we have our video versions of the podcast there for you guys. If you're new to the audio platform version, then go to search for Action Movie Guys on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio. Search for Action Movie Guys. Subscribe to the channel, auto download, whatever the jazz is for that stuff. Other than that,
you know what to do. Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.